since the fought by the Baal is nisbatu legamre, aval pi shenikva shas veich echilikov adayin kayom. But if Chilikov wouldn't be kayom, so then he couldn't be made fair. Why not? Because there is a klishis shas. So the klishis shas is also something. So it seems, I think, that the Rashba Shita is in line with what we said in explaining the Ram, that actually they are two aloches, the Gzeras HaKosuv of V'moyo Si Elish Vov Meisip Alin Rishen implies two aloches. One aloche is that the Orus restricts the Keach HaBav so that the Baal cannot annul any Nidorim of the Baas and so on. Once he becomes Nisaros, that's one of it. Another aloha is that he acquires dual jurisdiction to be made. And we saw that from Rabbi Yechiel, that even without Gzeras HaKosuv, so while the Orus is still alive, so the Av could not be made here. Nidorim that are non in Nefesh and Benil Ibnon. Why couldn't he? Why couldn't he? After all, he doesn't have your jurisdiction over non-inu nefesh. So let the Av exercise his full jurisdiction. The answer is no, he doesn't have full jurisdiction. Because he has an Orus. And true, the Orus does not have dual jurisdiction over non-inu nefesh. But there is another aloha. There is aloha that once she becomes niskacho to a husband, so the husband restricts, acquires, if you want, you can say it, acquires restrictive jurisdiction. But what it means is that he restricts the Keach HaBaal. But then there's another aloha. Not only does he restrict the Keach HaBaal that he shouldn't be able, that the Baal shouldn't be able to annul in solo, but he acquires dual jurisdiction. So there are two alohas. So the Mele, if we have a Gzeras HaKosuv of Makish, Havaye, Kitme Havaye Shnir, Likitme Havaye Rishino, so the Gzeras HaKosuv also tells us two things. Two things, that there is a aloha of Nisreikno, Ligabi, two things. Now, there are two alohas. The Baal has, it will be simpler to formulate it in these terms. In other words, the Baal has two kinds of jurisdictions. Restrictive jurisdiction, which really is not an accurate expression, because restrictive jurisdiction means that he restricts the Keach HaBaal to an only soul. But let's express it in terms of restrictive jurisdiction. And then he acquires dual positive jurisdiction. Restrictive jurisdiction is negative. I mean, it restricts, it's not something positive, it's negative. He restricts the Keach HaBaal. So in other words, the Baal, so in the Avaya Rishayno, he has two kinds of jurisdictions. Restrictive jurisdiction, which really does not mean he has jurisdiction, it means he restricts the Keach HaBaal, and dual jurisdiction, which is positive jurisdiction. So the Mele, since there is a Gzeras HaKosuv of Makish, so that means that the Av acquires the Av acquires both keches. First of all, he becomes relieved of the restrictive jurisdiction of the Baal once the Baal dies, and then the jurisdiction that the Orus Rishon already acquired, he inherits. So it's two separate things. Since there are two alohes in the Avaya Rishayno, when she got married to the first Orus, so the Baal first acquired this chus to restrict the jurisdiction of the Baal, restrictive jurisdiction, and then he acquired dual positive jurisdiction together with the Av. So the Mele, the Gzeras HaKosuv of Makish, tells us that as a result of Mrs. Abal, number one, the Baal inherits the dual jurisdiction that the Baal, the Orus Rishon, the Baal already, the Av. Number one, that the Av acquires the dual positive jurisdiction that was vested in those, in the Baal, and also that he becomes relieved of the restrictive jurisdiction. So Mamele he reverts back to his original role. Once he becomes relieved of the restrictions that the Torah imposed upon him with the marriage of the daughter to the Orus, so Mamele he reverts back to his original role of full unrestricted jurisdiction. So there are two alohas. So Mamele it seems that according to the Rashba, the Klishis Ksas is also something. Klishis Ksas means that there is the Maisa Avera is reduced. So Mamele there cannot be the Yerushin. There cannot be the Yerushin. If there is Klishis Ksas, so then the father cannot Yarush. The dual jurisdiction that was vested in those. Because there is a Klishis. There is a Klishis Ksas. But the Klishis Ksas does not preclude from the Baal acquiring the restrictive jurisdiction. Why? Because the restrictive jurisdiction is really an inaccurate term. Restrictive jurisdiction is a negative power. In other words, it's a keach to restrict the Baal so that you will not be able to be made for your soul. So even if there is a Klishis Ksas, according to the Rashba, he cannot inherit the positive dual jurisdiction. But there is no reason as to why he should not be able to be relieved of the restrictive jurisdiction of the Baal once the Baal is dead. You see, once the Baal is dead, so Mamele, the Baal, that's part and parcel of the Zanzakosuf of Makish. So the dead Baal cannot restrict this keach of annulling, and he should be able to revert back to his original role. But in addition, if there is no Klishis, so it's not only that he is able to revert back to his original role, free from restrictions, but he inherits the jurisdiction that became vested in the Baal. So Mamele, he says like this. V'yesh lefoshi. No. One second. Avo areshi. V'yesh lefoshi. B'sham esavo miget gashi. V'rof tri lo yifre lechelkei. Avo achil kabal kedi koi koi. V'ilka choshe bule rishi lav leil. Lav. Ulaim amlu tuki b'isi lo laseif. Avo areshi nikto nifar abal. V'yispiko av lishmeya. Nisrek no rishus lav. V'lo yipligi b'isi lo. V'yaf al pi dehi fer abal. B'chuyho. Lo yimikles kol ish kol kach. Tichi v'liafor es abal shoma abal veifel v'yispil abal ishmeya v'yispik av ishmeya ad shemiz abal tichi v'liafor es abal is batal ligamre. So what it means is batal ligamre? So the din sofik was became batal, the partial negation, the partial annulment of the neda became batal. So then we have a neda gomo but reduced in its maizaveya. Kim da war was a ball is battle gamre kim ich nicht mal vorre a katol kol shal da kol hai so is battle all the half we have a piece ni clash tas the my saber is reduced so the male that could he couldn't inherit the positive dual jurisdiction he couldn't inherit because he can only inherit if it is unaffected, undiminished. But since there is a Klishis Ksas, so Mamele Daav couldn't inherit the positive dual jurisdiction that the Baal possessed. Because when the Baal died, so there was already a diminution in the Chimer Avera. So Mamele, the Yerusha couldn't be Chal. But the Yerusha couldn't be Chal. Masha'in came to revert back. But there is another aloche of Makish, Avaya Shniol, Avaya Rishenu, that he is able, that he becomes relieved of the restrictive powers of the dead husband, that the dead husband imposed upon him, mimele, once he becomes relieved of the restrictive powers imposed upon him by the av, by the dead husband, so he is able to revert back to his original, role. So in other words, there are two things. First of all, there is aloche of Yehusha, that he can step into the shoes of the dead husband. And then there is aloche, that he becomes relieved of the restrictive powers of the dead husband. Mimele, he is able to step back into his own shoes, in which he was standing prior to the marriage of his daughter. But in order to step into his own old shoes, and to revert back to his old role as a father, so then he must exercise afore on his own chilek. But so that's why the Rashba says, because if the chilek wouldn't be kayom, how could he revert back to his old role by annulling the chilek haba? But then he will not be stepping into his old shoes. Then he will be stepping into the shoes of the Baal. And stepping in the shoes of the Baal, he couldn't. Why? Because there is a glitches tzas. So Nisreikno really has two aloches, implies two aloches. One aloche is that if the nether is undiminished, not even a glitches tzas, so then he can inherit the positive dual jurisdiction of the Baal and step into the shoes of the Baal, and then if the Baal is dead, so he becomes relieved of the restrictive powers that the Baal imposed upon him by marrying his daughter. And he can step into his old shoes, revert back to his original role. It's not shayach to say original role if he is going to be meifer d'chelek haba'al. That's not the original role. The original role means if he's meifer the whole nether. This is what he says. Given she nigma afo, akat le kol shere kolai, shol yizbato adal, vi afo pi she niklash, ktsas, vei che chilik av, adayin kayom, shol heifer utchilo, hilkach, yofer gam chilik abal, avol kan, shehu rakir shel av, al de afor as chelki shel bal, bichi holi mozo av vechudil ofer, elo viu baila achei, but if there is an osache, so then the osache has the same keach as the oros rishon. But suppose it's ishoma bayro, veloyi speak shoma bayro, veloyi speak abal. Leofer, Achamei Sabal, and the father certainly was not meifer as yet. So in such a case, it's mashma from the Rashba, even though there is an orusachei, so then the father would be able to be meifer the nidorim misolo. Nidorim misolo. Why? Because he wasn't meifer yet. And the chilek habaal. So the Orus Rishon acquired jurisdiction. And it's unaffected, it's undiminished. There is no klishes, not even klishes ksas. Because the Baal was only heard it, thereby acquiring jurisdiction. But he wasn't meifer, loy he speak lofer, shoma bailo, veloy he speak lofer. So memele, there is no klishes at all. So that means that the Baal acquired already since it's shoma bailo. So the Baal already acquired a positive dual jurisdiction. Then the Baal died, even though there is an Osache. So true, the Osache has the same rights, it should be entitled to the same rights as the Oros Rishon. But in this case, there is Aloche of Yerusha. So Memele, no one can acquire any rights because a Yerush is a Yerush. So he yashes it, the positive dual jurisdiction. So then the Av, will be able to be made fair by himself. All right, that is it. Now, I want to go back to the Gemara that we skipped of Samach Tes. Well, just for a few moments, I want to discuss the Shittas HaRashba, and then also the Rosh, and then we'll proceed with the Gemara of Boyer Rabbi Yishai LeBehekim or Yishai LeBehekim. Now, we explained last time the Shittas HaRashba, that the Rashba Shitta is that there are two halachas, that in view of the fact that the Baal, Anos, has two jurisdictions over the Arusa. One is dual jurisdiction to annul the Neder together with Av. But besides the dual jurisdiction to annul the Neder together with Av, he has restrictive jurisdiction. He is Me'akif on the Baal. In other words, even in respect to Nidor, we saw it from Rabbi Yechiel Shittin, that even in respect to Nidorim, where the Orus does not have dual jurisdiction, let's say non-Nidri Nevesh. So Rabbi Yechiel agrees with the Shittas HaRambam. So a Baal does not have jurisdiction over non-Nidri Nevesh Nidorim. Still, Rabbi Yechiel says that as long as the Orus is alive, so the father could not be Mayfair, the Nidorim of non-Nidri Nevesh. And only when the Orus dies, so then because of Exeris HaKosov, that's the Alfus of the Sefer. But while the Orus is alive, so even without the Pasuk, why? After all, if the holy Aloha had been that the Orus has dual jurisdiction, but the Orus has dual jurisdiction over Nidri Nevesh and Nidorim, but not over non-Nidri Nevesh and Nidorim, so Mele, the Daf should not be restricted, he should be able to annul non-Nidri Nefesh Nidorim in solo. The answer is that there are two halachas. In the Gzeres HaKosuv, of Rav Meisif Al Yin Rishon, of Imhoi Yosir Lish, so that of Yor, Bayer, Fir, and Reo, so there are two halachas. One is that the Baal has dual jurisdiction together with Av. And besides that, he restricts the Keach Av. So Mimele, we said in the Rashba, just as through Kedushin, so the Orus requires two kinds of jurisdiction. One is dual jurisdiction to annul the Neder together with Av, and the other one is he restricts the Av, so the Av is not able to annul the Neder of the Bas in solo. So Mimele, in the Gzeres HaKosuv, in the Yalfuse of Makish, Kid me Abai Shio, the Kid me Abai Risheno, Makid me Abai Risheno of Mefilachute, Afkid me Abai Shio of Mefilachute. We also have two halachas. First of all, we have aloche, because sins in Kid me, because we also have two halachas, because one aloche is that he inherits the dual jurisdiction of the Baal, he stands in the shoes of the Baal, and the second aloha is that through Mises HaBaal, he reverts back to his own original role. This is how we explained the Rashi. Now, then the question is, there is a difficulty. Now that, if you have the Chiddush HaRashba, I mean, we mentioned that Rashba at the very beginning of Naram Ros. So, in discussing the Shittas HaRambam, that the Rambam Shitta is that if the Baal was Mefer, and then the Av was Mekayim, and then the Av was Nisha, and then the Av was Mefer, after he was Nisha, the Av was Mefer, the neder of his daughter. So the Rambam Shitta is that the Baal can be Mefer again. True, the original afore became bottle, but it can be mefer again. And the Shittas HaRambam is no, because in afore achar afore. So the Rashba is the kashe, the first piece of the Rashba, and the Gemara of Naram Ros. So he says, because I'm carrying Nishal Kavose, claim a Yom Shom Mamesh, and Hakai Mefer, Maori Tame, and my day to Akre, Vitevil, Vitevil Afore Shavishin, we started from Zoo, Komash Mugolo. דובינו שיפירו שניים בבשחס ואם כחיזר הורישים המפרח שוב like the Ramban Shide, Shafor or Rishaino Kimishaino, Umiu Vade Mashma, Shimhozo or Rishaino, Achshov, Shumufer, like the Ramban, and the Ram, Shaloy Taymashin Aforah Afore, Shafor Rishaino Afore, Vinira came into the Rambamza, Ucholoshin, so he says, Ucholoshin Shekos Afternir, Dotanye, Shoma Bible of Hefer, Vilu is because Ishmael Shimis Abal, Chizrav, and Mifahelti Shabal. The Alme, the Afar Gap, the Afar is Ba, Yotso, Bisho Shinuruyo, Mishibinoshi, if you wish name Basakas, Fihaha for a Sabal, she keep my nails, Bafiro, Hekotone, his Rav, and the Helki shall bow, the Misrek to Rishisla Balo. So he mentions Asoge, a Kashi against the Rambam, that we don't say Naforaha for it. Alme, Ramlinum, keep the Mikore, Lohisa for a Sabal Afore. Shuv yuchalov the hofio machmas abal shinafora chafore. Hello, Korish lo shino gishin shikosaf. So in other words, so he mentions it kasoge against the Rambam. And what's the raya? The raya is because in the case of shom abayil obehivim, v'ruhis pikav nishmeyat shemil sabaf yichay zerav umeifechel kishol baal. Now, so in other words, so he stands in the shoes of the baal. So, but according to the Rambam, since the Baal already made one afore, so even though with the Mises Baal, it became goto, so it shouldn't be any different than the case where the afore becomes goto through the akom of that. So there the Rambam says that in afore afore. So here too, how? But what will you say? Here the Baal is not making the second afore, the Av is making the second afore. But the Av is standing in the shoes of the Baal. So in effect, Al Pedin, it is as if the Baal would be making a second afore. And he can make a second afore. So we see that there is no aloche of in aforach afore. But the question is the way we explain. The way we explain the Shita, the Rashba. The Rashba Shita. So how does the Rashba explain this Gemara? Of Shoma of Yomayfalo, the least Kabal Ishmi Achemes. Achemes. So, is Chizero of Umayfihelke Shoba? So, how does the Rashba explain? I mean, the Bobbe, the second Bobbe, of Shoma by Yomayfalo, the least Kabal Ishmi Achemes Abba. So, we say, Mesabal is Rector Yishuslav. And he distinguishes that from the fourth book of Shema of Yomayfel of Lois Bikabal Ishmea, Achemes. So, Chizero of Yomayfel Chelke is supposed to be only according to Bishama, but according to Bishil not. So, we said that in this case of Shema Bailon, and the country, because in the case, the second book of Shema Bailon of Hevel, Lois Bikab Ishmea Achemes Abal, even though if the Misa of the Baal is Mivatel Mafreya, the Afore of the Baal, but it's only Mivatel Mafreya Ligabe, the partial negation of the Neder. But Ligabe, the weakening of the Neder, it's not Mivatel. And that's why the Rashba says that there is still a Klishes Tzas. But since it's not Mivatel, the weakening of the Neder, so that the issue will not be Chayeves Malkes and the Kikea, but still the Av can be made fair. So that's not on the basis of Yerushe, but that's on the basis of the fact that he reverts back to his old original role. So we said in the Rashba himself that according to the Rashba, the reason is why in the second Bovei of Shoma Bailo Vehefelo Velohis Bikav Lishmeya Chemei Sabal, so the Av can be made fair is because we don't have to resort to Yerushe. Yerushe is not Shayach here, because there is still a creature's Ksas. So it's not Shayach Yerushe, but it's on the basis of a reversion to the original role of the Av. So Mimele, what kind of a kasha does he ask against the Rambam? The Rambam only says in Afora Achar Afora. So the same person cannot make one, once he exercised this prerogative of Afora, once he cannot exercise it again, even though the first Afore became bottom, but he cannot exercise it again. But in this case, he does not exercise the prerogative of the Baal. It's on the basis of a reversion to his old original role as an Av. So it seems from this Rashba, from the Kashe, that the Rashba raises against the Rambam, that he holds that in the second Bove, the reason as to why the Av can be Mayfair in the case of Shama Baiva Behefer, the reason as to why the Av can be Mayfair is because of Yerusha. If because of Yerusha, so he stands in the shoes of the Baal, so in Afaracha for it. But it's no Kashi, because the Rambam, the Rashba is asking the Kashi against the Rambam. So Bimele, he's mentioning the Kashi against the Rambam, Lefishita Sarambam. Einach Naam, Lefishita Sarashba, there is no Kashi. But the Rambam Shita is that the second Bove is only the view of Bishama. But according to Bissilel, just as Bissilel is chelik on the fourth Bove, so Bissilel is chelik on the second Bove as well. So according to the Rambam Shite, Shoma Bailo Veifalo, Velo Yispikav Lishmiyat Shemei Sabal, it's not Bissreikin of Yishus Le'ah. It's only a limited Bishamai because Megas guys. But a limited Bissilel, Elohan Ami, Da'av cannot be Mayfair. Why can't Da'av be Mayfair? Because there is no Yerushim. Since it's Biblish Polish, so there is no Yerusha. So Mimele, this Bove represents the view of Bishamai only, not of Bisilel. And Bishamai, so according to Bishamai, it is based upon Yerusha. But since Bishamai hold Megas Gaiz, so there can be Yerusha. So Mimele, he asks the Rambam Lefidi Dei, Lefishi Tosei. So Mimele, we have to say, so there is a raya from the second Bobe, negative Shitas Rambam of Inaforacha Afore. Because according to the Rambam, the second Bobe of Shoma Bailo Bevelis, of the Shmiach Bezabal, is only a limit to Bishamai. A limit to Bisil not. Why? Because according to Bisil, that Megas Gaiz, and even if there is a Glishes Ktas, so there cannot be any Yerushi. There cannot be any Yerushi. But why shouldn't he be able to step into his own shoes, to revert back to his old original role? The answer is, so according to the Rambam, so the whole halacha of Nisreikno is based upon Yerusha. According to the Rambam, we can't say that there are two halachas. So that's why the Rashba is asking that Kashi Gezra. Now, that's one thing. Now then, before we proceed with the Gemara, I just want to go over the Rosh. Now, Daf Samachtes on the Dal. Hein hein divrei Bisham. Dispiral u Megas Gaiz. Uch sheheifer ov nishachil kabal sholim bi Yisure. Vizocho be Yov. U meifer chalki shal ba. Aval bisil savre meiklesh kolish, miklesh kolish. Vichi vindiloyevshah. Nishachil kabal sholem ein beike de rishil rov v'litov sebo schiye v'in rov yochel hof yechil kabal v'yafo gav din izbat lo hafor asav kivin shelo heife habal mikol bokei miyad ki sheife rov miklesh kol ishchil kabal avo bereishe de breise heiche de heife habal ומייז נסחיק נו בישוס לאב ומי פלחול ולוין ואמרינו מיד של פרבאו מיקלש קולש חלק האב ושובים לאפור כשמי סבאו תדאב כי יחד עם מיקלש קולש חלק הבאו דפרס האב אינו אוף יוכל ליסקס מי אבל בראשי שאוף כיום יוכל הוא לא אופי חלקי אף אגב די מיקלש קולש ואגב זה נאמה מי פחלק הבאו ואגב זה נאמן מייפה חלק הבאו. So it's like the Rashba, but there is one difference. In the Rashba we saw that the Rashba Shita is that in the case of Shoma Ovi of Eifel ולא יספיק השפעו ישמיה עד שמייס הבאו. So even though there cannot be any tziruf, so the original Mais HaFole of that is incapable of being Nidmar. So Mimele, it should be Mivatul Lima Freya, the original Afore of the Av.
So the Rashba Shita is that it's not Mevatel Mafreya. Why? Because there cannot be any Bittle. Bittle and the original Aforel Mafreya cannot be Chal, because if Bittle will be Chal, so then it will give rise to a cycle, to a circle, to a circle. And that's the Aloha, that if a certain Chalais gives rise to a stira, to a circle, so it's not Chal. I mean, that's the Gemore, the Mokeir is the Gemore in Yevamos. This guy, Ben Ranatzni, so he's not Nemon, because it will give rise to a stira. So that's the Shita Sarajbo. So you can understand the Rashbo. But the Rosh says explicitly differently. He says, Aber Bisil Savre, Miklesh Kodesh, Vichim Gil Yefsha, Dinisha Chilek HaBal Sholeim, Ein Bekit L'Rish L'Av. Because it's not a Kodesh. So you cannot Yarsh. V'litov se Bishri, V'inov Yochil Of Yechilek HaBal, V'yavol Gav Dinis Batla for a Sav. So he says, the reverse of the Rashbo. According to the Rashbo, it's not this battle. It's not this battle. Even though it should be Nisbatel, if not for the Stira, it should be Nisbatel. Because the Maisafore of the Av is incapable of being Nigma as a result of the Mrs. Abba. So it should be Nisbatel. But if it will be Nisbatel, then there will be Yerusha. Then there will be Yerusha. So, and if there will be, And if it will be Yerusha, so Memele, it will not be in his battle, so to give rise to his stira. So that's the Shita Sarajbo. But the Rosh says, the Aval Gavri is Batla for us. Kivin Shelehefer Abal, Mikomo Kemiat Kishehefer Av, Miklesh Kolish Chalikabal. So he says that it's in his Batla for us. Now, apparently, both of the Rajbo and the Rosh were bothered by the stira, by the serp. Now, in the case of Shema Ovi of Eifel, will he speak about Ishmei HaChemeis? So, the neder Bishante, so Bishante, the neder is in the Rosh. Now, but, because of the Mrs. Abal, it's incapable of being Nigma. The fog is incapable of being Nigma. So, Mimele, if it's incapable, so it should become what? Now, if it will become bottle, there will be Yerusha. Now, and if there will be Yerusha, so Mimele, there should be Nisraikla. And Mimele, so it should not become bottle. So we said the shite of the Rashbo is that since the Bittle is will give rise to his stira, so Memele, the Bittle is not Chal. But we could say something else. In other words, we have a circle here. If, let's say, the Neder Abishaita is in Erokolush. Now, if the Neder Abishaita is in Erokolush, so Memele, Bittle should be Chal. So there shouldn't be Yerusha. There shouldn't be Yerusha. Now, and if the neder is another kolush, and but it's incapable of being nigmar, of joining with the other afore, so mimele it should become bottle. Now, if it becomes bottle, so the neder is not another kolush, and if the neder is not another kolush, so mimele there should be nisreit. There should be nisreit. And if there is this fake no, so Mimele it is Chozletziru. If it is Chozletziru, so Mimele it should not become God. So the question is, so we must make an end to one of the stages. The question is, what stage must be eliminated? There are many steps. So one of the steps must be eliminated. So the Shita of the Rashbo is, the Shita of the Rashbo is, in other words, the first step must be eliminated. Because what is the line of reasoning? In other words, the Afore of them, the Afore of Dam, is incapable of being mitzure for the Afore of the Baal, for the Misa of the Baal, for the Misa of the Baal. So Mimele, it's not Chozer Litziru. Now since it's not Chozer Litziru, so Mimele, it should become bottle. If it is bottle, so Mimele, it's not another Polish. So Mimele, we should say Nisreikno. If it is Nisreikno, so Mimele, it is Chozer Litziru. So it should not become bottle. So the first step is that it should become bottle. Because Bishayte, the neder is not whole Chozer Litziru. So it should become bottle. So Mimele, so the Rashba Shita is that since Bittl is in Yuchaleis, the Bittl of the Afore is in Yuchaleis, so there cannot be such a Chaleis that will give rise to a site. And that is the first step in the circle, in the site. But the question is the Bittl Afore Machmas the Misa of the Baal in Yuchaleis, or it's not in Yuchaleis? So apparently the shita of the Rashba is it is in Yuchaleis, because Bishayte the Afore was Afore only when the Baal dies, and it is shown that the Afore of the Av is incapable of being mitzure with the Afore of the Baal because the Baal died. So then the Mises Abal has to be Mivatel. And the Mises Abal has to be Mivatel Mafre. This is the Shita of the Rashba. Apparently the Shita of the Rosh is something else. The Shita of the Rosh is, it's not that the Mises of the Baal is, when it's not Chozer Litziru, when it becomes determined that the original Afore of that is not Chozer Litziru. So the Mises Abal is Mivatel Mafreya. Mivatel Mafreya, the Afore of Da. If the Mises Abal has to be Mivatel Mafreya, so that Chaleis Bittl cannot be Chal. Because there couldn't be a Chaleis that gives rise to Istir. That's it, that's a Chal. But the Shita of the Rosh apparently is that we don't have to resort to a Bittl Mafreya. In order that the Afore should have effect, now the Afore that knows the Neder is a concurrent Afore. So in other words, that means it's not the Afore of the Av by himself that is knows the Neder, it's not the Afore of the Baal by himself that knows the Neder, but the two concurrent Afores. But even though it has to be concurrent Afores, it doesn't mean that the two Maisa Afores have to take place at the same split second. One can take place in the morning and the other one in the afternoon. So, as long as there can be Yitziru, so then each Afore Bishayte is a concurrent Afore. Let's say, the Av was made for at 6 o'clock in the morning. And then the Baal didn't die. And the Baal was made for at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So that means that at 6 o'clock in the morning, when the Av realized this Afore, that Afore was a concurrent Afore. It concurred together with the Afore of the Baal that took place at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So what can, so the Shita of the Rosh is, it is not that the non-tziruv, when the Baal dies, so the non-tziruv is Mevatel Mafreya, the original Afore that was Chal. No! What the Parsh, it's true that when one partner realizes his Maisa Afore, then it partially negates the Neder. It partially negates the Neder, according to Bisil. But what is capable of partially negating the Neder, it concurrent Maisa Afore. So if ultimately it is joined to the other Maisa Afore, so then it's going to be Mafreya, then the Maisafore Bishaite was a concurrent Maisafore. But if ultimately it is not Mitzurev, will the Baal Maisafore to say the Baal died? So mele, it's not that we, that there is a loche of Bitl Mafreya, that the Mises Abal is Mabatl Mafreya, that the Mises Abal acts retroactively. It's not that it acts retroactively. Then it's a boy of Bils and Mafreya, the Bishaite. The Afore was not the concurrent Afore. If, let's say, suppose the two partners verbalize their Afore at the same split second. So then definitely it is each Afore is a concurrent Maisafore. Because they were verbalized at the same split second. But even if they are not verbalized the same split second, one verbalizes his Afore at 6 o'clock, the other one verbalizes his Afore at 4 o'clock. So then, when the other one verbalizes his Afore at 4 o'clock in the same day, so it's a goyim milsel mafreya that the Maisa Afore at 6 o'clock was a concurrent Maisa Afore. But if the other partner dies, so it's a goyim milsel mafreya that Bishaite, it was not a concurrent Maisa Afore. And the Bishaite, it wasn't the concurrent Maisa Afore. So Mimele, it's not shayach to say there cannot be any chaleis that gives vice to a sign. It's not, we don't have to resort to a new chaleis. The halacha is that there cannot be any little effect that gives vice to a sign. That's the halacha of in Nisgayati Beinu Varatzi. So we cannot be mikabodeides, because if we were to be mikabodeides, so then there will be stira, there will be sight. So the ashboshite is that bishaite, it was a concurrent Maisafore. Why? Because bishaite, it was destined to be joined. After all, we don't expect the Baal to die the same day. So bishaite, when the Av was made fair, so it was destined. There was no minyan for that Afore to be joined later to the Afore of the other part. Then something new developed and the Baal died. So mele, the possibility of Tziruf was precluded. So according to the Rashba, even though the possibility of Tziruf was precluded, it doesn't mean that Bishaite wasn't the concurrent by Zafore. Bishaite it was a concurrent by Zafore. So Mimele, since Bishaite, it was a concurrent Maisafore, on account of the fact that Bishaite, it was destined to be joined to the Maisafore of the other partner, so even though later on the Tziruf was precluded, so we cannot say just the Goyim Milsel Mafreya. No, but there is a halacha that the Mise, when it becomes determined that there is no possibility of Tziruf, that the preclusion of Tziruf, that is Mivatel Mafreya. So it's a new chaleis. So we say, so the Rashba says, since we have to resort to a new chaleis, that the Mise should, the preclusion of the Tziruf, the Mise, so should be Mivatel Mafreya, the Maisa Afore, which Bishaite was a concurrent Maisa Afore. So we don't say that the Mise can be Mivate Afore, because if that Bitl will be Chal, it will be Mais to Istir. So there is no such Chalais, there is no such legal effect that gives Mais to Istir. Masha'ikin, according to the Rosh, it's not that the Mise is Mivate Mafreya. It becomes Igloye Milzel Mafreya. The Bishaite, it wasn't the concurrent Mais Afore. Except the Bishaite, we are ignorant. Now we are not ignorant. So really, there is no recourse to new chaleis. So we can say, just because it will give rise to a stire, so what? We shouldn't say going with Mafreya, we should close our eyes. If it becomes ascertained, going with Mafreya, the Bishaite, the Afore by the Av, was not a concurrent Mais Afore. So we can't deny the facts, we can't close our eyes. According to the Rashba, Bishaite, it was a concurrent Maisafore. But the Mise has to be Mevatel Mafreya. So Memele, since a new Chaleis has to take place, so Memele, the new Chaleis does not take place, because the new Chaleis will give rise to Stira. But she looking at Kol Terosh, there is no recourse to a new Chaleis, it's just the Goyim Milson Afreya. So Memele, we cannot say that it's not bottle, it doesn't become bottle, it doesn't have to become bottle. It was bottle all the time, except that we didn't know. So now we know. It's going to say, it was bottle all the time. But, so what is the next step? If it becomes bottle, so the male it should be in his life now. So the next step constitutes a new halais. So then it comes to the Rosh, so the next step, it does not take effect. In other words, the Nisreikno does not take effect. This is what the Rosh is. But then there is one difficulty. Bishleimei, in the Rajbo, we said in the Rajbo, that the Rajbo Shite is that even when the Nise is Mivateo, even when the Nise is Abba, manifest itself that there is no Chiyuv Malkes, so there is no Bitlchal. So if we say like the Rajbo, that it's not an Iyin of Igloi Milsel Mafreya, that Bishayte, since it was destined to be joined to the Achvore by the other partner, but then the preclusion of the Tziruv is Mivatele Mafreya, so since there is recourse to a new Chaleis, in other words, Bittle of the Afore Limafreya, so the Bittle Limafreya is only Chal Ligabe, the partial negation, but it's not Chal Ligabe, the weakening. That's all right, you can say that, you can understand, it makes good sense if we say that it's not a matter of Igloyim Yilzal Mafreya, but that the preclusion of the Tziluf has to be Mivati Limafreya. So the bitl is chal only ligabe the partial negation that was affected by the afore. It's not chal ligabe the weakening of the matter. But according to the Rosh, that there is no recourse to bitl. There is no new chaleis. It is igloi and milsel mafreya, because if ultimately the afore by one partner is not joined to the afore of the other partner, then it's igloi and milsel mafreya, that bishayte it wasn't concurrent by zafore. So if bishayte it wasn't concurrent by zafore, so everything should be bottled, even the wiggling. And so why does the Rosh say that it still is a little bit weakened? He says va'af al gav דנסבט לאפור הסעב, כי בשביל איפר הבעל, מכל מקום יד כשאיפר הבעל, מיקלש כל השחלק הבעל. And as far as the glish is ksas, so he also says the same thing to the Rajbo. So according to the Rajbo, you understand. Because it's not in Roya Milzal Mafreya. It's a new chaleis. The Mise is Mevatel Mafreya. So Bittl is Chal Ligabe, the partial negation of the Neder. It's not Chal Ligabe, the glishes ktas, the weakening of the neder, the reduction of the maisaveira of the neder, of the violation of the neder. But according to the Rosh, we don't apply a din of bitul imafreya. It's a glory bitul imafreya. The bishayte it wasn't in concurrent maisafore. So there was nothing happened. So why is there a glishes ktas? So we have to say that even according to the Rosh. In other words, we saw that according to Bisil, that Miklash Kolis, so when the first partner realizes his Maisa Fore, so two things happen. First of all, there is a weakening of the Mechimar Avere, there is no Malkes, and then it becomes partially negated. It becomes Mufa Vishini Mufa. Like Kam Kadesh Yisho Machshov Lachalamet. So she's in Kadesh's and in Kadesh's. So The reason so, as far as the partial negation of the neder, it has to be concurrent afon.
It has to be a concurrent afon.
So only a yafode that partakes of the character of concurrent afon can partially negate the neder, make the neder into a mufor v'shein mufor. But if b'shaite, it's not a concurrent afore, it's an individual afore, not a concurrent mais afore, but an individual mais afore, then it cannot even partially negate the neder. Mashein came regabi the weakening of the neder, so it's not necessary that it should be concurrent mais afore. Even an individual mais afore by one of the partners, because each partner has dual jurisdiction, so an individual mais afore, not the concurrent Maisafore, an individual Maisafore, since he is a shutef in the neder, he has dual jurisdiction, so that in itself gives him the power to weaken, to reduce the chimrabi. So Memele, true that according to the Rosh, we don't have to resort to a new chaleis, that the mise should be mevatel mafreya. But if ultimately the afore of one partner is not mitzuref to the afore of the other partner, then it's going milsel mafreya that b'shaite it wasn't a concurrent mais afore. So, in order to negate partially the neder, then only a concurrent mais afore can negate partially the neder. But in order to reduce, even if it is not a concurrent mais afore, but it was an individual mais afore by one of the partners, by one who has dual jurisdiction, that in itself can weaken. So it's not shayach to say we go in Muslim Afreya. It's going in Muslim Afreya that the Afore was not a concurrent Mais Afore, but an individual Mais Afore it was. And the fact that it is an individual Mais Afore, that in itself can reduce the Mais Afore. All right, now. Yes, what's that? It's going in some afraya, it was an individual maisafor. So that means that it never, now we discover, it's not that it, that the chaleis has retroactive effect. Now we discover that there never was a partial negation of the neder. There never was a concurrent maisafor. But what kind of afraya was there? An individual maisafor. So in order to reduce the maisafor, an individual maisafor by one of the partners is enough. Now we're going back to the Gemara. Now then we'll go over again the second time the same Gemara, and then we'll discuss maybe other shittas Rishonim. I mean the shittas of the Ramban. I mean there are many shittas Rishonim I didn't even discuss. The Ramban shittah only Adavuche I mentioned, but not the whole shittas Ramban. And the Ramban shittah, the Ramban has his own shittah. I mean that the machlokes between Bishama and Bisilel is only in the case when it was the next day, but if it was the same day, so even Bisilel is made there, that it can be made there. That's the Ramban Shite. That's Ramban Shite. So we'll discuss it when we reach the Mishnah of Hayin Aleph the second time. So we'll discuss the Ramban Shite. Alright. Now we'll proceed with the Gemara. Boy Rob, Daf Samach Tesam Dal. Ye Shaila Behekem or Inshaila Behekem. אם תמצא לו אם אני אשאל בהקם, אני אשאל בהפר, אני אשאל בהפר. תושמע, למה רבי יחנן, נשאול אין על ההקם, ונשאול אין על ההפר. All right. Now the רב, בואי רב, אני אשאל בהקם. אם כימא נדם נשאל בבי אם על ההקם, מי מוצא מיפה בבי אם או לא? אבל אם מוכר פשיטה לא מוצא מיפה, ולא יגור משתיקה. ואם תמצא לו אם אני אשאל בהקם, אני אשאל בהפר, אני אשאל. נראה בעיניי, יעבור גב די בהפר, נשאר שאלה, די בשלי מהקם, כי נדרהו. אבל אפורה, אבל אפורה, לא היא. אפילו הוכם מבוילון, נשאר בהפר, משום דה אפורה והקומה, יזכה של הדוד, ודאמרינו לגמרי, שאנחנו הוחד ומקרו, איש יקימנו ואיש יפרענו, אש שבו לכלל הקם, בו לכלל הפר, ליבו לכלל הקם, ליבו לכלל הפר, ומשום הוחד בו, אם תמצאים, עד ישיילה בהקם, בהפה מהו, מי אמרינו נהיד לשיילה בישיילה, אפילו איך אמרינו די ישיילה, די עסקו שאיסקש, אוי דיומו למילוס, זה דאפור, אד לחז ילי, לא איסקש, ומסכין המדרביך לישיילה איסקש, יסי אמיני סומאי, In other words, what bothered Aram? What bothered Aram? The Aram was bothered, how could there even be Salkedaitach in the Gemara, that there could be Shaila in heaven? Where is Shaila? If Shaila. Shaila is Shayach in Afloi. So Bishleim HaKome, HaKome confirms the Neder. So it's like the Neder itself, like the taking of a Neder. It confirms the Neder. Neder is certainly a matter of Afloi, so mainly the confirmation of the neder is also a matter of Afloi. No Afloi. Masheikin Hafore. Hafore annuls the neder. So there is no Afloi. Annulment of a neder is Afloi. You can be sheil on something, on an entity that has a chalishem Afloi. A neder has a chalishem Afloi. But so Akomi confirms the neder, so it is like neder mamish. But Hafore, what does Hafore do? It annuls the neder. So that does not have a chalishem afloi. So Meir Teise, how could there even be zalkedaitoch that there should be shal? This is what bothered them. So you see, the Ran says in Chanan, there couldn't even be zalkedaitoch that there should be Shaila and Hafore. Because Shaila is only Shayach and Afloi. Hafore is not Afloi. Kakomi is a Heftz of Afloi, because it confirmed the Neder. But since there is a Hekesh between Akom and Hafore, so maybe because of that Hekesh, even though it does not have a Chalishem Afloi, so because of the Hekesh, Shaila should be Shayach. So the Gemara's Tshuva is no. There is no Hekesh on that. But basically, why isn't there Shaila and Afloi? I'm sorry, and Afore, because Shaila is Shayach and a Heftze of Afloi. And Afore is not a Heftze of Afloi. Now you ask, now the Gemara in Idorim, Dafnun, the Gemara in Idorim says that Nun Aleph, the Gemara in Idorim says, no, it's not, it's. It's Dafmuntes. So the Gemara Dafmuntes in the Dorim says that there is Shaila and Trume, Kriyashem of Trume. The answer is the Kriyashem of Trume is Afloi. Why is that Afloi? Because it's analogous to Nidre Hekdesh. And in Nidre Hekdesh you have Ari Ohai and you have Arizu. So the Arizu of Hekdesh is also Afloi. So Memele, the Kriyashem of Trume is analogous, bears an analogy to the Arizu of Hekdesh. So it is also like Neder. That's why Shail is Shaykh. But Hafore is not a Hefze of Afloi. It's not a Hefze of Afloi. Now you see, in Avraham Minor, the Hekem who kill Neder, she kill Neder. That's why there is Shaila. So it's mamish like Neder. It's Afloi. Ala Hefer, the beetle Neder, vein Shaila or Neder, vein Hefer in Neder. Then he has another Rosh. Iname, Hekem hu michazik hanegah. V'chimisalek mashechizkei adayin nisher hanegah b'loi chizuk, k'mo ishoyo t'chilo, v'yochil ofer kibat t'chilo. Heifei hu bitl hanegah, v'akirose nikeu v'kei, v'tenkev sheifei lo holach hanegah. ואם ישאל על הפרוסה איך יקיים הנדר, הרי אין כאן נדר, שמה שנותרו היא נקה, תקף שאין. So yes, two separate פשוט. I mean it. So if he had only one פשוט, so he could say, we could understand the second לושן, ממש, what the first לושן. But since he has two separate לשנס, so obviously, the second לושן is not expressive of the same idea, that the first lashon is expressive of. So what is it? The first lashon is very clear. He says, "In tinte yeshal behekem shekiyum nedaru." So that's a floy. Al hafer the beetle nedaru. So it's not a floy. It's not a floy. So kiyum is analogous to the taking of the neder, because that confirms the neder. So it is a floy. But beetle, you cannot say it's analogous to the taking of an neder, it just happens it. So it's not a heft of a floy. So maybe there is no shy. But then he says, Iname, Heikem u mechazik an neder, v'chimisalek ma shechizke yaday misha an neder, b'loi chizu kmo ishoyo t'chilo, v'yochei lo hofer ki batchilo, heifer hu bitl an neder, v'akirosei mikeil v'keil, v'tenkev sheheifer lo holach an neder, v'im yishar afrosei chikai v'neder. What's the second pshat? So apparently the first pshat assumes, as we said before, and that's probably the pshat of most Hashem, that the reason as to why there is no shayl in Afore is because shayl is only shayach in the heftzer of Afore. And Afore is not a heftzer of Afore. Hakome is, and Kriyashem of Trumo is also a heftzer of Afore, because it's analogous to the Eneter of Arizu in Hegdesh. But the second lashon apparently assumes that haforas aneder, after all, haforas aneder does not take effect simply by giludas. I mean, it requires a certain lashon hafor. So it requires a verbalization, a bitus vasai. So, as a matter of fact, the Gemara has an abaye further in Aram Rosso, where the cheresh can be mefer. So the Rosh says, the whole abaye of the Gemara is whether a cheresh can be mefer is ligabe cheresh hamidabe v'nishame. But if he's not midabe, if he's mute, even if he can hear, so he's a baldeo. So he's a pikeach. So then there is no shaila. Then he certainly cannot be nefer. Why? Because afore must be verbalized. And if he's mute, he cannot verbalize. But he can make signs with his fingers. So we see that afore requires bitus vasai. Afore requires bitus vasai. So memele, if it requires bitus vasai, why couldn't we see? So the second washing Rabbi Avraham holds, it could also be a heftzer afloye. I mean, so it's a different kind of afloye. There is a afloye of making an idea, and there is a afloye through bitus vasai that you annul the neder. You annul the neder. So then the question arises, so why shouldn't there be shayle? Why shouldn't there be shayle? So then he says something else, and that's very abstract. He says, if a chochom could be matir without any shayle, without any shaile, and Pesach and Charote and the neder, then there could be hetachochem even afor, because afor is also a heftzer afloy. It requires bitus vasai, but a chochem cannot be matir by himself. The baal neder has to be nisha, and mentioning Pesach and Charote, it requires shaile. And Shaila is not, as we discussed it in the first parak, we discussed it in regard to the question as to whether a Baal can can be Nishal, Al Nidreishtein. So we said the child is Miakiv in that Torah Sochem. In other words, the Balaneder in person has to appear before Bezdin and tell Bezdin, I have Charote, I have a Pesach, I want a Torah. And even Rabbi Shimshon, the Teisa Shams, who says that the Shaila can take place al the Shliach, so it's not that he holds that there is no requirement of Shaila. Even Rabbi Shimshon will agree that there is a requirement of Shaila. It's not, Shaila is not just to indicate that the Baal HaNeder wants that the Chochem should be Matia. Suppose the Chochem knows that he wants, but if he is not Sheol, not even al the Shliach and not even al the Igeres, so then he cannot be Matir, even according to Rabbi Shimshon. But Rabbi Shimshon holds that it can be done al the Shliach also, because Shluch Shlom Kameize, so maybe it's considered as if the Baal HaNeder himself was Nisha. But Shaila by the Baal HaNeder is Miakiv in that Torah Sochem. The Chochem cannot act without Shaila by the Baal HaNeder. So Memele Rabbi Avraham Minor says, since it's necessary that the Baal HaNeder, the Baal HaFloy, should be Nishal, so one can be Nishal on an existing entity, but he cannot be Nishal on a non-entity. So if you have an Eder, so there is such an entity. There is an Eder. So is Nishal and something that exists in an abstract way. Something that exists. But it can be Nishal, it can have Charote, it can mention a Pesach. In other words, he is Mischarit and something that exists. He doesn't want it to exist. So it can be Nishal. Masha'inke, if one were to be Nishal and Afor, so what does it mean? Without the Shaila, there is nothing that exists. There is a non-entity. And he is Nishal, that's something that does not exist. So the Chochem, through some mysterious way, should revive its existence. So it's not Shayach to Nishal. You can be Nishal and be Mischarit on something that exists, but you cannot be Nishal on something that does not exist, that it should exist. This is what he said. Al hefer de bitul neder hu vein shayle ol neder ve hefer eini kneder in am hegu machazik neder ve chmisal ik mashchis kadai nisha neder ve chitzu bishat chilo ve chilo hefer u bitul neder ve akirose im mikol ve kol ve teiti sheim ve lohorach neder ve im yisha al afarose ilich likai ma neder harin ka neder shema shelot ru yineka teiti av sheifer she shall be sheales. So what is shall be sheales? Al what? She'll be Nishaleles and she'll express Charote. That something that does not exist, she has Charote. She wants its existence to be revived. So there is no Shaila on something that does not exist. There can be Shaila on something that exists. It's very abstract, but this is what Rabbi Avraham Minor says. Yeah.
Is he dealing with a case where she showed both parties at the Nefer
No, you're not talking, not she. By mistake, I mentioned, she Shaila. But I really meant, that was a slip of the tongue, So if Shaila, let's say, Hakome, so there is Shaila, so he has to be Sheol, so the one who was making him has to be Sheol, so here too, it's not she, it was a slip of the tongue. In other words, the one who was made fair, he has to be Sheol. You're right, but I mean, in the Rishale, so the Mayfair has to be shared. The Mayfair has to be shared.
The other person, the other Shuk, can't have done anything yet. The Nether is only partially published.
Okay, all right.
Then also.
Yeah. All right. Now, Boy Rabbi. Kiyam lechi, kiyam lechi. Vinisha akoma rishim amal. Toshma. Doma rova yinisha o rishim o shni yachol olo. Boy Rabbi, kim lechi, kim lechi, nisha akom rishin, amal, mi amri lo kim dibi, da dafik akom rishni, o, mi pume, lechayle, su lechayle, o idilmo, nei, die bei Hishaiti. Le Heile Heinem Shibai Shaiti, Sela Komeka Meise, Le Shaftu Le Bas Reise, Le Mecha. Aber Kin Shalaka Meise, Mishkach Mishkach Bas Reise, Rafre Ve Heile. Tosh Adam Arobe, Nishal Shaino Shnio Cholola. Liu Befehl Kum Torin, Adam Arobe, Masse Shish Moshlei Chosh Moshlei Chel, Vach Name, Mishla Komeka Meise, So It's Iglo Yimil Selam Afreya. That there was no akome kamaise, so mele shnio is cholol. The same reason. Boy rab, kiyum lechi umufa lechi, v'litich la'akome v'kichol ha'afor ema. Toshma, mitluk le rabmeya v'rab yeis, itnam, הרי זאת מורסי ותמורה שלומים, הרי זאת מורסי ולדי ורד מאיר, ורבי יסעי מאיר, אם לקח נסחב מתחילו, אם ויאפשר לקרש נשים מסכך, עוד לאורך כיומים. ואפילו רד מאיר לקומר, ואפילו רד מאיר לקומר, אלו דלו יומם, לא יתן לכל זו אם תלכל לזו. אבל הוכה, היסד, לא תלך להקומה. אבל הוכה, דאומה, לא תלך להקומה, ככל האפורי, רד מאיר נאמה מידי, דאפורי חל, בואי רבי, כי אם הוא מופר לכי בסחס מהו? תושמה. דאום הרבי כל שאיני בזח הזה אף הוא בסחס. Right now let's go with the rabbi. Very difficult in mind. בואי רבי. כי אם לכי הוא מופר לכי ולתיך לו הכל מהו ככל האפור אמר. חזינה בארבעי ומי דפשטינם בו וכמו יזל מילו לדו נהירה. ומשמוכם מפשטינם בו מי דסחזל. לרבי פשיטה לידה הכל מלחייל. So one thing is obvious. The Ran says that. I mean, here the girl said, "Boy, Rabbi." I mean, that's our girl said. All right. So one thing, so is obvious, says the Ran, that Rabbi was sure that in the case where he says, "Kiyum dechiyum mufalechi," v'leitech la'akom kechol ha'afore, so akom is certain enatcha. That was not his abai. Hakomi is certain not chal because mimonet v'shech hakomi cannot be chal. Hakomi is not chal. You see, there are two possibilities. Either the afor is chal or the afor is not chal. So whatever we assume, whether we assume that the afor is chal or the afor is not chal, so it cannot be chal. So if we say the afor is not chal, So the Akome certainly couldn't be Chal because he stipulated Luisich La'akome L'kechol Afore. So he conditioned the validity of the Akome and the validity of the Afore. And once we assume that Afore is not Chal, how can the Akome be Chal? He himself stipulated that the validity of the Akome is contingent upon the validity of the Afore. So mainly if we assume that Afore is not Chal, Hakome certainly cannot be Chal. But even if we say that the afore is chal, so then he didn't stipulate, but al pidin the akome could not be chal. Because once the afore is chal, so the nether doesn't exist. How could he confirm the nether? Confirm a nether that doesn't exist. So as far as the akome is concerned, there is no shayla by rabbi. Because Mimonev Shech, it's not Chal Da'akome. Because no matter what we say in respect to Da'afore, whether we say that Da'afore is Chal or Da'afore is not Chal, Da'akome couldn't be Chal. Because if Da'afore is not Chal, Da'akome couldn't be Chal because he himself explicitly conditioned Da'akome upon the validity of Da'afore. If Da'afore is not Chal, so he himself said, he himself said that Da'akome should be Chal. And even if Da'afore is Chal, so then he didn't say that Da'akome should be Chal. So he is willing Da'akome should be Chal. But al pidin, logically, how could Da'akome be Chal if Da'afore is Chal? If Da'afore is Chal, it means the nether is non-existent. So what are you confirming? So Mimonev Shech, the Da'akome couldn't be Chal. But the Shaila is in regard to Da'afore. So he says, "L'rabbe pshitelei da'akom lechayil l'monef shech." He afor lechayil da'akom lechayil. The neidel kamisat klikim lechishol mufal lechishol lechayil etavai Elohi shanos mshanos nekitzvah la'akom va'afor. Ah, v'lochish mshanos nekitzvah pshitelei da'afor lechayil da'akom lechayil. Uchid chasine. V'yamre da'afor lechayil. Mino da'akom enam lechayil. Da'ask v'omad lechayil da'akom lechayil la'afor. He'll kapshit l'rabbe da'akom lechayil. Avol ba'afor udim isabkele. Mi amrinon kiv diagdim roma kiyum lichiyu posa roche. Oma mufalachi. Masma dasne di teich lafore, bosara kome. Vle teich lafore, elin kinkim la kome. Elin mishimo chasne, vle teich la kome, elin kinkim la fore. Vle asne nami ifrali toch la fore. Elin kinkim la kome, mishum dechiv, ndiagdim, kim dechili mufalachi. Soma halishne, da kome chayle, di berei shiab kalo. Vle ke di leka vola. Alo, vi adarabe, mishum dechayish, dechay la kome. Kulahai, adli shafki rafki la fore. אסנה ועומד לא תיכולה קום לא תיכולה אפורה והרי הוא כאילו יסטל שטיין שיוכילה קום בתחילו והכין אפורה אוי דיל מנהי דאמר הוא מופל לכי בוס הקים לכי לאו די תוכל אפורה בוס רק קום יחבין אלו משום די אפשר לקרי שני שמסגי אחות ומי הוא היי גברה באפורה קופי די תוכל דאמר הוא בוי די תוכל קום אל תיכולה אפורה ודאי תאויו שיוכילו כחס מי הוא משום די קופי תווי די תיכולה אפורה מה קום אסנה שים חליסה קום מעקב חליסה אפורה די מגלדאית די תיכל אקום אבל אף אגב די חליס אפורה מעקב חליס אקום לא יעשתי לי תיכל אפורה הילק אפורה חי לה אקום לא יחד I mean one couldn't be better about Masber than Iran so I mean he mamesh puts it in your mouth not only does he put it in your mouth he even digests it for you he does everything so in other words so the shayle the akom memon efshachin atchal but the afore Therefore, he says, now he said, Kimu lechi umufa lechi v'teichu akome mukin echol ha'afore. But he didn't say, v'teichu ha'afore mukin echol ha'akome. Now, if, suppose he would say, Kimu lechi umufa lechi v'teichu akome mukin echol ha'afore, v'teichu ha'afore mukin echol ha'akome. So then there is no shayle. So nothing could be chal. Nothing will help, because the only thing that he wants to be chal is both together, and both together, that's impossible. So maybe nothing will be chal. Nothing will help. But he said, "Kim lechiyum mufal lechiyum teichal akom teichal afore," and he did not say, "Velo teichal afore elim kim cholo akom." Akom. So maybe we can say so that two ways. First of all, we can say that he really meant. That he really meant that each one should be contingent upon the other. If this is what he meant, and it's not just a question of what he meant, because what he meant is Borim Shebelech, what he meant. If it's a question, if it had been just a matter of what he meant, let's ask him. He has nemones, idachonem biso. So let him verify. The answer is what he meant is immaterial. What is considered implicit in his lashon. After all, Akome requires a verbalization, and the Afore requires a verbalization. Just the Gledas is not enough. Even indication with the fingers, the Rosh says, that it's not enough. So mainly it has to be spelled out. It has to be verbalized. So the question is, in the Mishpat HaLosh, what does it say in the Mishpat HaLosh? So we could say that actually he meant both. He meant that each one should be contingent upon the other. So then you ask, if that is what he meant, and this expression really purports to spell out that, so how is it that he's just spelled out, and he didn't spell out the so we could say the reason is why he spelled out because as far as Akome is concerned, so then we could misunderstand it. After all, he mentioned the Akome first. So the Mele, if he didn't spell out so then we could think that he means that while he prefers to have both, but if he can't have both, so let him have that which he spells out first. And after all, he spelled out first Akome. So Memele, if he didn't say then we could misunderstand him. And we could say that he meant that the Afore should only be contingent upon the validity of the Akome, but the Akome should not be contingent upon the validity of the Afore. So because of that, he spelled out that even the Akome, which he spells out first, should be conditioned upon the validity of Afore. But as far as the Afore, that certainly is conditioned by the validity of the Atom. That's one way. But the other alternative is that since he only stipulated L'Seichel Akom K'chol Afore, and he didn't stipulate L'Seichel Afore K'chol Akome, so in other words, it's implicit in that lotion that only the Akome should be conditioned upon the validity of the Afore. But the Afore does not have to be contingent upon the validity of the Akome. In other words, so then it means that he's really saying two things. If possible, he's saying he wants both should come. He wants it that way. But one thing he wants to be sure, that even if both cannot be chal, lichol apoches, hafore should be chal. Hafore should be chal. And that's what he meant by saying l'seichel akom k'chol hafore. It's not just a question of delving into his inner mind. In other words, this is what the Mishpat HaLoshi indicates that he meant. So b'meila, even if he meant, if he didn't mean it, it doesn't matter, so it's fungible. So the Gemara says, the Gemara is patient. The Gemara is patient from the Plukte of Rameir and Rabbi Yisi that when he says Kim lechiumufa lechilatira kom chol afore, so he really meant two things. He really meant two things. One is that if possible both should be chal, but even if both cannot be chal, lechol apoches afore should be chal, and akome should only be chal as conditioned upon the validity of Afore. But Afore should be chal without being conditioned upon the validity of Akome. This is what the Gemara is saying. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yisi, so there is no shy. Now let's see. Upashtino lomi plukta Rabbi Yisi. The Yiflike, dum yidahar gavne, bitpura ferges marimin, ritna harezet mura seiru, tmura shlomim. Harezet mura seiru, dim Rabbi Meir, tofus los rish, Rabbi Yisi, hey Meir, im likach nischam, itchilu lefshle kishnish, miyachud vol kayomim. Wenn wir alle bis morgen hossam, der Akel hat ihm nehmen, doch und so war, kach doch und so. Die wir hakel doch ist loschen Risch. In other words, if he says, spell it out, that he wants, that first Mura Seilo should bechal, and then Mura Shlomim should bechal, so me mele Mura Seilo is chal first, and once it's chal Mura Seilo, it cannot bechal Mura Shlomim. So Ibn Rabbi Yisil b'nei. In the case where he says, if he spelled it out, that one should be conditioned upon the other, so even Rabbi Meir will be made it to Rabbi Yisi. So in that Zuyim Ochir, we all be Bechotzi Gamei Meilo, and Bechotzi Meim Shlomi. Is the vayim kitchu? Mishum do shomesh, mishum do hosom efshel, lit mura seilo, lit mura shlomim lochel kachas. Diti rabbeim mezuat shet istoiv, viyovit nechat yoeilo, viyovit nechat yoshlomim. Lo inech liku, en zeh machlik vitir amir rabbi eisi, rabbeim at mura seilo, at mura shlomim. Rabbei, yasov amidahav olimeim at mura seilo, u shlomim. Viyom at mura seilo, at mura shlomim. Havalikei mer tochel zuva, kach tochel zu. Rabbi eisi sova, If Shammai become at Mura Seilo, at Mura Shlomi, in Toi, this is a real amin at Mura, kol chad v'chad v'chad at Mura Tavai, him ka beit kineis. Imo ma leo lo Shlomi nisravan, titi rashi nisloi viti mochmi, v'choz leo mleo chozom lo Shlomi. Au me tuok tai, drami rabi eis, itali, mit shnei shemes mepi. I amri no shi ochla, shi nachar rish, o shi ochul shnei mi basa achaz. So we see, according to the Ram, according to the translation of the Gemara, that it's a general machlekes between Rabi Meir and Rabi Eis. In other words, when one utters two expressions, and he doesn't spell it out whether he wants one to be chal after the other or not, or bivasachas. So according to Rabbi Meir, it means that it should be chal one after the other. Now, one after the other cannot be chal. both Maraselim for Shlomo, because once it's Chalas Maraselo, it cannot be Chalas Maraselo. So Meile, he says, stuff is Osirish. But Rabbi Yisi says that when one utters two expressions, and he doesn't spell it out explicitly, whether he means that the Maraselet Maraselim should be Chalbi Basachas, or should be Chalba Zachazeh, so then we say it has the meaning that it should be Chal Basachas, and Basachas, so by Maraselim Toshlom, Mishayach. In other words, Lidoma. The same thing is mentioned by Tesis and Gemara. In other words, that there is a basic machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yisi in Kol HaTerekole. When one utters two expressions and he doesn't spell it out whether they are to be chal mamish v'basachas, or one after the other. So Rav Meir says that it means that it should be chal one after the other. So Meir stuff is lashon rishon in this case. And Rav Yisi says no, that it means it should be chal basachas. So Meir tzimoche Rav Yovi b'chotzi dom aveilo, chotzi dom aveshlom. Hoyim v'yevshe. Hoy shachil shneim basachas v'yevshe l'chesh b'yishim iskachas. U'mishmoche amrinon. V'Rav Yisi vada yivshet bay. Tichyo maru mufar lichi. Lampos rakomekoma, elo bibasachas, basachas. So according to Rabbi Yisi, so he certainly didn't mean. Now here it's not mamish the way it is over there. So in other words, so here, but the analogy is the justice over there. Rabbi Yisi says that he meant bibasachas. So here too. He meant that both should take place with basachas. Both should take place with basachas. So, Mishmach Amrino, Rabbi Yisi, Vada Yif Shedabai, Tech Yomah, Hu Mufa Lechilam, Vosra Komekona, Elo Basachas, Hil Kecham For Echayl. Now, since he said, so according to Rabbi Yisi, it goes without saying, that it means, that he meant, that both should take effect with basachas. Now, then you ask, if, according to Rabbi Yisi, it goes without saying that he meant that both should take effect with basachas, so it's like the second Abaye of Rabbi. And there, the Rabbi himself, the more he's patient from Rabbi, that called the Washinim is Achazer of Basachas Einei. So nothing is Chal. So here too, nothing should be Chal. That's the next Kashi that Aram has. Umshom Hocham Rabbi Yisi Vada Yishin Bay, Chiyom Amufa Lechilam Vosara Komikom Basachas. You can have for a chayl. We can tell you now for a chayl. Do you have a signal in camera? The whole shame is a chazé. After the basach has a name, love meal see. Do you have a chayl? 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 Rabbi Yisi, you should have a chayl. I mean, so this ram can be explained in a very balabatish way, and the balabatish way is very simple. I mean, so we don't have to resort to any profound wonders. So the ram is saying, true that according to Rabbi Yisi, it goes without saying that he meant that both should chal basachas, mimele afor ischal. Why mimele afor ischal? So let us say nothing is chal, because kol shein basachaseh afor basachas. The answer is he stipulated explicitly, letech la'akomer ukim chol afor. So the question is, monevshech. He, on one hand, he says, kiyum lechiyum mufalech. And according to Rabbi Yisi, it certainly means that both should be chal basachas. Hakom and afor should both be chal basachas. On the other hand, he says, v'letech la'akomeh l'mkechol aforeh, that the validity of the akomeh should be conditioned upon the aforeh. How can we do justice to both? The answer is, in order to interpret his statement so that it shouldn't be a repugnant statement and it shouldn't be says to each other, so he really meant we have to give this interpretation to his statement, that he really said two things. First, he said that if possible that both should be chal, he wants both, if possible. But suppose, that's one statement, that if possible that both should be chal, so both should be chal. But if it's impossible, I'll believe that both should be chal, and that happens to be the truth, because of Rabbi Saloche of Kol Sheni Bezachaze Aflu Basachasinei. So he wants L'chol HaPoches that they are Foreshech. If possible, that Bohu Shebichal, Tzamohu Shebichal. But then he adds another statement. That's his second statement. V'leteich la'akom elkei l'chol HaFoche. In any event, HaFoche l'chol HaPoches Shebichal. HaKome should be how only if it can exist, it can coexist with Afore. But if it cannot coexist with Afore, so Afore should be how anyway. So he's really saying two things. Since he formulated it in that way, he really made two statements. In other words, it can be divided into two statements. This one statement. One is, if possible, that both should be how, so both should be how. And if that is impossible, so never mind, so I'll forget about Akome. That's what he meant by the second statement. In other words, he's more interested in Afore than Akome. He's interested in both. That's his preference. But if it's if the two cannot coexist with each other, so then Lecholapoches Afore should be chal. And they'll forget about Akome. So, we cannot apply Rabbi's din of Kol Sheni Bezachaze Aflu Basachasinei. Because here he made two statements. If possible, that both should be chal. So both should be chal, but that is impossible. So, but then, the second statement he said, that if that is impossible, so let Afore be chal by itself. So, in the second statement that he made, so that the Akome is not miyakim Afore. The Akome will be makil the Afore only if he says, I only want the Bosh. But here he said that even if that cannot take effect, so I still want the Afore by itself to be chal. So in the second statement, Akome is not makil the Afore. So according to Rabbi Yossi, there is no shail. But then he says, Umshimoch Amun Rabbi Yossi, what if should buy it? In other words, he preferred to have both. But if that is impossible, so he prefers one against the other. So the Afore, the one, should be chaos against the Akome. Hilkach, ki omar umufalechi, lav bosar Akome koma. So in other words, so even according to Rabbi Meir, but in this case he stipulated, in effect, that if both cannot be chal, so Afore should be chal. So maybe it's not shayach to say Tofes Losh Rishon just because he mentioned Akome, but he also stipulated that if there is a conflict between the two, so I'll forget about Akome and I want Afore. So, and there is a conflict between the two cannot coexist one with another. So he in effect said that where the two cannot be chal, he wants just the Afore to be chal. So it's not shayach to say Tofes Losh Rishon.